Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Paul, Lessons from a Changed Life. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 8, a convert to Christ. As soon as Paul was miraculously converted, he received his calling and his commission as God's premier apostle, his chosen vessel to the Gentiles, which he continued 30 years until beheaded by the Emperor Nero. Jesus' greatest apostle and most devoted servant, Paul's conversion in a single stroke removed the church's most violent enemy and gave to Christianity its greatest champion, evangelist, leader, and thinker. Just look at Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 8, and then down to verse 15. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said to him, "Who are you, Lord?" And then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. And then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And in verse 15, "But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.'" And then also look at Acts 13 and verse 46. "And then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, 'It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.'" Acts 22:21. "Then he said to me, 'Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles.'" Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. "Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead." And then a little further into the letter, Galatians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "For he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised." Just what happened that day on the road to Damascus? God dramatically intervened on the behalf of his persecuted little flock. It was the greatest day in the history of the new church, one of its most crucial events. There are recorded four accounts of full length, and together they provide the whole picture of what happened that day on the road to Damascus with this young man named Saul, who became Paul. Acts chapter 9, again, verses 3 down to verse 19. "As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And then the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' So he, trembling and astonished, said, 'Lord, what do you want me to do?' And then the Lord said to him, 'Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.' And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. And so the Lord said to him, Arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many things about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And then Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. And then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. And then if you go to Acts chapter 22 and verse 6 is the second account of his conversion, as Paul's testifying. Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And so I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. And so I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour I looked at him, up at him, and then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see the just one, and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now it happened, when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, that I was in a trance and saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. And then he said to me, Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And then in Acts chapter 26 is the third account in Paul's testimony, the third account of this event, of his conversion. Acts chapter 26, beginning with verse 12, down to verse 18. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O King, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And so I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And then the third account of his conversion from Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 down to verse 17. The apostle wrote in his letter, But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly jealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. The events, the circumstances of the event, here they are. Those are the four accounts. Then these are the circumstances. When you bring those all together, the circumstances of that event. Paul was on his way to Damascus with letters from the chief priests to punish any followers of Jesus Christ he found. On horseback, traveling day and night, the journey would have lasted about 6 days. Suddenly, at midday, a light brighter than the sun shone around Paul. And then Paul fell to the ground and heard a voice speak, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? The result of that encounter brought such a dramatic change of life and character, the glorious revelation of Christ to the persecutor, and his complete about face was sudden and instantaneous, and in the twinkling of an eye, the miracle of transformation happened. But what had affected the hard heart of Paul? What was it? What had affected the hard heart of Paul that made him so ready to change? Well, Acts chapter 9, verse 5, and he said, Who are you, Lord? And then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. What were the goads Paul was guilty of kicking against? All the promptings, all the warnings, all the evidences he was ignoring and resisting. You think about all that, and you have a great day.